Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily, mightily, mightily moved by this Holy Spirit. He's always moving. He's always in action, making the best use of those who yield to Him by their faith. I'm going to say this, and I mean it boldly. The whole operation of God, from Adam to the last man born, is an operation of faith. The salvation is by faith. We preach it by faith. We tell people they can live forever and they can't see forever yet. We tell people what Jesus did and they couldn't see Jesus do it. It happened way before they were born. They have to believe. We tell people about God's principles, and then those that act on it, it works, and they become a beacon of light and hope and inspire people to be in faith just like them to everybody that see them. The whole operation is by faith. People that, even when God teach people His wonderful knowledge, they express it by faith. If they don't believe it enough to speak it, they'll hold it. The only way it's transferred is by faith. If they act on it in life, that's an act of faith. See, faith is activated by what you speak and what you do. Jesus once asked the Pharisees, if a father asks two sons to do something, one say he'll do it, and then the other one say he won't do it. But then he turns around and does it. Then he said, which one did the will of his father? The one that did it. Not just the one that said it. But when people speak God's word and they act on God's word, they are working the works of God. Now, sometimes speaking the word is all it takes. The evangelist speaks. He had enough faith to speak the word in faith. And he believes the message of hope that he's preaching, and people hear it, and they are born again. And the order of their way is after his kind and the people that train them. People form their belief system based on visuals and also what they receive from God's word. We bear fruit after our kind. What type of person we are, how we use the word of God, how we measure it, all that. The measure of the anointing on your life is based on your faithfulness. So if you love God and you're bearing fruit, Jesus will purge you so you can bear more fruit, so that the type of people that follow you will be stronger. And the kingdom of God will be much more advanced. But when people hold back, then they produce fruit that hold back. When they struggle with pride, they produce fruit that struggles with pride. You'll see it. Now, I've seen, the Lord pointed it out to me. I didn't know all these things till the Lord taught me these things. And He taught me in love. When people do things that, if they use pride in their ministry, the people that come up, they learn it. And they'll use fear tactics just like the people in pride do. But people that love people, some preachers their weakness is preeminence. They want to be preeminent, just like Diotrephes. And the people that follow them do the same. They excuse it. It's not that they set out to be difficult or worldly. It's just that when a leader's doing something, they may not fight it. They may not resist it, even though it bothers them. See, any form of sin that's in you, that's around you, that's part of your network, you're part of your habit system, it's up to you to drive it out. Now, the Holy Spirit will guide you to do that. But you have to follow His influence. Now, the problem has been the Lord taught me in the in the early 90s is that his people don't follow him. That's the biggest problem in the whole church. But those that follow him are different. They can go on and move along. You know, just like the scripture said, moving on past the cross. They've gotten saved. They received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They use the foundation of things for the foundation, and they build on it. And they move on and learn greater things and use the same foundation that they build on to do greater things. And the Lord purge them where they're weak. Purging means he's helping them drive out the things that's holding them back. Some people receive the word, they hear the word, they receive it, they're growing stronger. But their weakness was, they didn't think big. They thought small. They had forms of doubt. They didn't see themselves doing greater things. In order for them to see themselves do greater things, if they are around people doing greater things, they'll have a visual. People always grow faster when they have a good visual. But the work of God itself will help them transform. If they watch God close enough, they can start measuring God's word in a greater way, and they can see what he sees. Now, I know that in me, that I have so much knowledge. I have, you know, the things that the Lord taught me. And I know that when you do things God's way, greater things can happen that you can't imagine. But because of your obedience, see, it don't matter. You're not limited by what you know and how you perceive it. The size of your ministry is, it goes far beyond all that. And I know that I only went so far, and I know this. You know, the things that I'm talking, I know that they lead to greater things, and that's what I love. I know that the things of God, they lead to greater things that I can't imagine. So, I had a strategy for it. I knew if the Lord just told me some things, it'll be a struggle to believe it, because I don't have a reference for it. He tells me things that I'm not used to. I put it that way. I'm just not used to it. But I believe it. My job is to believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So I thought about it one day. I said I could hold things back by expecting what I'm used to more than what God is doing. So I came up with a strategy. You have to have your strategy. I said, I'm not going to hold it back. It's going forward. So what I did, I said, I will do all that's in his heart. And I confess, I believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Father. And you can speak. This ministry is not limited. It is unlimited. You can speak this. Now you're in agreement with the Holy Spirit. And you take his word more seriously. Now the things that he told me continually, I started watching. He kept saying the same thing over and over for years. I said, he's doing something. I knew that he was doing something. I knew that that's why I say he's mightily moving by his Spirit. I say that almost every broadcast. Possibly every broadcast. He is mightily moving. I want people to know. It's not just what you're doing. What you release in the spirit world by faith. The Holy Spirit will bless it, just like Jesus blessed that little boy's lunch. I thank God for Brother Horton. He pointed this out. When he said it, I just saw the impact. The boy gave Jesus his lunch, and Jesus fed 5,000 people with it. Now, who could imagine that? The boy couldn't believe, he couldn't have faith for that. That never happened around him. Now, when you do what God say do, greater things are happening that you can't see. If you got to see everything to believe it, then you're not going to go that far. You have to trust and believe and have faith in what God is saying and what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He's up to good things. But the whole work of God, all of it, was by faith. The Bible that we have, most of the New Testament, Paul wrote these things in jail. He believed that God would use these letters to bless the church and they would grow stronger. Now, I don't know how far he could see it, and it really doesn't matter. He did the work, and God just, he took that little boy's lunch and fed billions of people with it, shaped nations with letters from jail. Who could expect something like that unless God showed him a vision? He probably thought Jesus might come back sooner than later. They were always looking forward to the day that he would return, but the Lord put it in his power. How could he expect that this word would grow all over the world and become a measuring rod for God? What you put in the spirit is alive, and God will use it to bless his people. What you do can shape nations. And it really don't take God a lot of time to do anything. And now that God has given people dreams and visions, and he always has been. From the time of Acts, he's been giving people dreams and visions. But a lot of times God give people dreams, but they don't have enough faith to express it. They tell a few people they know and trust the most, and then they just put it on the shelf. Now, my experience is one of them. I only share it with people on these broadcasts and when I'm preaching. I never put it on YouTube. Now people are putting the dreams and visions that God gave on YouTube and sharing it with the whole world. And people are watching it and being inspired. And some people avoid it, but some people watch it and be inspired, and they grow and they get their mind right. Visions of heaven and hell help you get your mind right. It gives you something to look forward to and something to avoid. Help men get their mind right. Now, don't ever believe that God is going to waste what you've done. Dig in and go forward. This is fun. I'm having a good time. I enjoy every broadcast, every time God told me, when he gave me this website assignment, he said, I want you to make as many files as you can. I said, okay. I didn't know how I was going to do it, and he gave me ways to do it. You have to just use, what do you have? Give it to God. It may not be like you want it to be, but God can take something and make something wonderful out of it. I'm working on my webpage for my dad, and a friend of mine said, I was telling him how I wanted to clean up all the old cassettes. It had, you know, the static and noise, and before I did the website, he said, you know, sometimes that's what you want. It shows the era that it came from. I said, man, you're right. So I got something. I'm preparing a page for him, and I hope I can get it up before the rapture happens. Because we only have a short amount of, and I mean that literally. We only have days left. I don't know when he's coming back. But I thank God for every day that I have that much more time to make these broadcasts, to share with people, because it's working and I got inside information. Now, he told me back in November that his return is imminent. He said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. Some people flirt with the world, and the Lord can't take the world to heaven. Remember, The crystal sea is us. Those who believe God, they stand before Him pure. Purified thoughts, purified hearts, no sin. Now, they are in full agreement. They have their resurrected body. There's no sin there. Now, don't limit God by having any forms of sin. Make sure that everything's lined up like it's supposed to be. Now, sometimes people hold grudges. They get enough forgiveness. They call people fools. There's a lot of things people do. It's important to love God's people. The rapture's too close, and He got to keep His word. Though He loves you, though you were washed in His blood, He's going to keep His word. No evil's going to heaven. That means we need to repent where we need to repent. And repenting means turn from sin. The people that are left, they're going to wonder why the Lord left them, because they didn't do that. He had to move on. They played with the world. When the Holy Spirit tried to get them to stop, they wouldn't listen, and they got to where they couldn't hear Him. They hardened their heart. Now soften your heart. Make sure everything's lined up, because God's got to keep His word, and He's not going to bend His rules for you or me. Preacher, I ain't heard it like that. I'm sorry. But that's the way the word is written. When I read chapters and scriptures and listen, that's the way the word is written. Jesus was very strict about some things. And you have to, it's an alert. You have to watch the alerts. Such as Galatians chapter 6, fornication, adultery. Now remember, you may not be physically in adultery, but if your heart, if you have the wrong imagination in your heart, not your mind, but your heart, that's grounds for divorce. That's adultery in your heart. And God recognizes, He sees it. It's up to us to do something about the problem. And we can. Because we were washed in the blood of the Lamb. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now we build from there. We don't just look over at the world and wish we were over there. We have to do things God's way. Watch for the alerts. Read the word. Go back and take another look at the Sermon on the Mount and make sure everything lines up. Because we can do this by love. If we operate by love, if we love people. Job prayed for his friends who basically ridiculed him in their thoughts and in their words. They were convinced this man had done mischief. And they made him feel worse than his wife. Now, it's important to... But he prayed for his friend. He didn't hold grudges. And once he prayed for his friends, his captivity was turned. Now we have authority over Satan, but that doesn't work right unless you first submit your life to God. We need to follow God. We need to follow His influence and not the influence of the world. And we need to, our heart need to remain soft enough and pliable enough to where we respond to the wisdom of God. When He speaks, we need to jump on it, not consider it. We need to jump on it by faith. Remember, when the Lord says something, it's not just enough to say, okay, I'll do it. That sounds good on paper. It's just like every part of God's word. We need to receive it deep in our heart. And confess it so that we can do it. Some things are so different than what we're used to, we have to determine to believe it. Now, it's not a struggle. It's not hard. If you can say, I'll do it in the first place, you're definite to say that you'll do it if you do it this way. If you plant the word deep in your heart Everything I follow through with, I planted it deep in my heart first. And when I planted it deep in my heart, I stuck with it. I did what I was supposed to do. And it worked. And I enjoyed life. Now, I said earlier that more would be done when you, as you follow God, more things happen, more good things happen than you'd see. And I spoke about this on other broadcasts, but when I did the good newsletter in the neighborhood I lived in years ago, back in 94, 95 to 96, I passed out those good newsletters. Once I did, the gunfight stopped. I didn't know that that would happen. All of them stopped. From the time I started passing those newsletters out until I moved away with the last load, then the gunfight started back. I lived in a neighborhood where they sold drugs. And one house sold drugs, another one sold alcohol. And it caused more problems than it affected everything. Because people came to that neighborhood to buy drugs. And they would have turf wars or whatever. And I listened to Kenneth Hagin about authority. I listened to the authority of the believer. Mr. Austin let me use his cassette tapes. And I listened to him every day. And then the gunfight started happening. Well, once they did, now this was before the good newsletter, I would take authority over them. And then when I did the good newsletter, they just stopped. All of them stopped. And I didn't realize them. And one day I heard gunfire at night. And I realized that I hadn't been hearing gunfire. Found out later that was Toby. He bought a Tech 9 and he tried it out. And the police came and took it. No more gunfights. All I did was obey God. No more gunfights. It was interesting. I didn't expect that. But when you do things God's way, more will happen that you just can't expect. But when he tell you what he's doing, and when he alerts you to what he's doing, and when he give you an assignment, understand that he's using it by the Spirit. You're putting things in his hand, and he's going to bless it. And he's going to do greater works than you can see or imagine. None of his word come back, boy. It all goes out there. And people who hear your word for years, God can cause them to remember it and stay out of trouble. But you release in the Spirit, do everything. The whole work of God is by faith. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to utilize the time you have left, train you, and prepare you for his best. Stay in faith with him, because he can take something small and do great works with it. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.